Folks, Graham here. Welcome to my daily update. Hey, in a moment I want to share a few thoughts on growing in your faith, growing from faith to faith. But it's great to have you here with me. Hey, a couple of housekeeping things as normal. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Check out some of the links below, ministry, churches, missions, Bible school, all these different things. Let me mention one thing as well. We have a free 3-hour teaching on how to live from the secret place that we'd love to give you free today when you sign up for our newsletter. So if you look at any of the links below or simply go to gjm.org at the bottom, you'll see a sign up place for that. Let me move in the light here. Good. But so I've been in Texas, y'all, for 6 days now, five, 6 days. Came here on Monday. Today is Saturday morning. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. You guys can see this is a sundown square here. And leaving today, we fly out of Dallas to New York and into New York this evening and drive up to Massachusetts. I hope to be home by about 11:30 p.m. this evening. Hey, tomorrow I'm going to be in Sturbridge Worship Center in the morning. I'll actually be leading worship there, preaching about faith, about increasing the measure of faith. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow on this simple theme, that the measure of the harvest is the measure of our earnest expectation. That we tend to think the harvest is limited by, most people think it's limited by what's going on around us. Are people hungry? Is the culture receptive to the gospel? Sometimes we limit it by thinking, is the satanic opposition? I don't go there. Some people believe it by thinking it's not God's timing, or God is not the one who's ready to send the harvest right now. Or we blame, you know, other people. If the church did more of this and more of that. That horrible judgment, demonic thing that we've all seen. But I believe the measure, the limitation, the ceiling, if you will, is inside of us. So catch that message. We'll be, service starts live. We have a Holy Ghost prayer meeting at 9 a.m., service at 10 a.m. Love to see you there. We'll be live streaming just a bit before 11 a.m. So you can join us there. Good. Well, let me share something with you real quick. There are four really important verses in the Bible that all say the same thing. The just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38 all say that the just, the righteous ones, will live by faith. Romans 1:16 is in one of my favorites, where Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation, but not to everybody, only to everybody who believes. He says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul quotes Habakkuk 2:4. And Paul there talks about going from faith to faith. It's an interesting thing, but here's my challenge to you today. How is your faith? Paul writes in, let's forget that verse. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 15. He says, examine yourselves and see whether you are in faith. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians, and he talks about, I want your faith to grow. And in 2 Thessalonians, he says, your faith is growing exceedingly. This is my point, though. We can move forward in our faith. I was thinking about this about a week ago. You know, I was when I was 17, I was really beginning my life of faith. I began living by faith financially without any faith. And, you know, I had faith. Having faith for $100, £100 at the time was like a mountain to me. I would have faith for $5 worth of gas. I was constantly running out of gas in those days. I would have faith to get me to the next place to preach. You know, my faith was so small. And I once read a book by a guy who needed a car, so he went and ordered a brand new executive car by faith with no money. And of course, the money came in from all over the world. So I thought, this is so cool, and I tried it. True story. So I'm 17, and I went and ordered a car by faith with no faith. And of course, I had the paperwork, but the money didn't come in from all over the world. Nothing came in. And in the end, you know, I had to apologize to this guy and pay a bit of money to get out of the deal. It was just an embarrassing mess. And here's my point, though. Over the years, I've grown in my faith. And, you know, about a week ago, was praying and the Lord told me to give away a car, to give away one of the most expensive things I have, to give it to somebody who needs it more than I do. And I was just thinking about that I'm going to now believe God. I'm starting a journey of faith for a new vehicle. And yet, I've got this. That's my point. I've got it. I've grown in faith. I'm no longer a 17-year-old, as you can tell. But I no longer have the faith of a 17-year-old. And God constantly wants to grow our faith. And there are times, whenever we grow, there are growing pains. Whenever we grow, like going to the gym, if you will, it stretches and we ache and suffer. But after a while, we tend to get comfortable in that place we've grown into. You know, in terms of the ministries and the different kingdom activities I do, I have to believe in, I don't know, around about $400,000 to $500,000, let's say $500,000 every year, and I've got it. You know, I don't mean I've got it in, like, personally, but I've got the faith for that. It's not a stress. I never lose any sleep over it. And yet the Lord is always saying, go forward, go further, upgrade your worship, upgrade your giving, upgrade your believing, upgrade your walk of love, your walk of hope. So my challenge to you today is two things. Number one, where's your faith at? Like, measure your faith. Not where would you like your faith to be, or where do you tell yourself that your faith is, but rather, what is your faith currently producing? That's the way you know you have faith. The Bible says, follow those who through faith and patient endurance produce promises. If you have faith and you tell me you have faith and you never produce promises, I tell you, you don't really have faith. You have mental consent, mental assent. But my challenge to you is, grow your faith, stretch your faith, believe for more, believe for bigger, believe for more to the glory of God. Allow God. Sometimes we get to choose. We can say, like Peter, Lord, can I walk on water? But sometimes we should go to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to use my faith for in this season? Lord, what would be a stretch but not a breaking point in terms of my faith? And I think that's a really powerful thought. Boom. Thanks for watching this far, guys. Again, let me mention, I have these these videos and others as an audio podcast as well. Go to gjm.org, hit that subscribe button, check out all of the links below, and especially our one for our free audio teaching on living from the secret place. We'd love to give that to you. Please share this video, drop me a line, and I'll see you soon in the plan of God. Boom.